When I was a young boy, I liked to hear about King Arthur. In the story of King Arthur, Queen Guinevere gives this advice to Lancelot, the bravest of the knights of the Round Table. "For I would not have you declare yourself to the world until you have proved your worthiness. Wherefore, do not yourself proclaim your name, but wait until the world proclaimeth it." Close quote. How much more effective it is in our day also to let the world see our good works rather than hear us dwell on our own accomplishments or point out impressive achievements. We should remember to avoid the damaging effects that come when we appear to be boasting about increased numbers or growth. How much better it is to let others measure our achievements rather than misunderstand as we recite on a continuing basis our percentages, progress, or family performances. Boasting is to glorify oneself, to talk in vain or a bragging manner, or talk especially about one's deeds. Boasting is to speak with pride and to take pride in, to brag about, to be proud to possess. Oftentimes, boastful people are starving for attention. Boastful people may not be aware of the consequences caused by their method of presentation. Ammon gives us an excellent guideline for putting our success in proper perspective. "And it came to pass that when Ammon had said these words, his brother Aaron rebuked him, saying, Ammon, I fear that thy joy doth carry thee away unto boasting. But Ammon said unto him, I do not boast in my own strength, nor in my own wisdom, but behold, my joy is full. Yea, my heart is brim with joy, and I will rejoice in my God. Yea, I know that I am nothing. As to my strength, I am weak. Therefore, I will not boast of myself, but I will boast of my God. For in his strength, I can do all things. Yea, behold, many miracles we have wrought in this land, for which we will praise his name forever." Close quote. In our conversation and conduct, we can be much more effective if we avoid the demeaning effect of that which could be classified as boasting. We should wisely let others become aware of accomplishments by observations rather than to have us appear to flaunt them before the world. Boasting diminishes credibility and too often alienates friends, co-workers, family members, and even those who observe us from a distance. We are humbly grateful for the increased number of conversions, of the many missionaries in the field, and of the evidence of improved commitments to and in the church. Years ago, we will recall one of our prophets, Spencer W. Kimball's response, when he was told of the great number of missionaries serving in the field. He said, "I am thankful, but not impressed." Gratitude was expressed, but he urged church members to refrain from basking in their glory and to move on to higher levels and new horizons. Our Savior Jesus Christ, to whose church we belong, would be disappointed if we ever created the impression that the efforts and the hard work put forth to build his kingdom were based only on the wisdom and power of man. During a special women's conference, a speaker told about how he'd been quite successful in land development, and literally everything he touched had turned to gold. He had also tried to live a faithful life and had been a very active servant in the gospel. Then he'd been called as a mission president. He had apparently been a very effective mission president and had subsequently returned to his home state. Throughout his life, he'd experienced one success after another. He was recognized as a leader in the community, had built a prosperous business. Being called as a mission president had sort of cemented in his mind that he had made it, that he was an all-around success. When he returned from his mission, a combination of changing interest rates and other business factors caused his once prosperous business to plummet. In fact, he lost nearly everything. Telling this story, this man says, "I realized that I'd become quite boastful, that while I felt I had a testimony of Jesus Christ, in my mind I had brought about all these wonderful things through my hard work, intelligence, and so forth. But," he continues, "when hard times hit, I began to realize how offensive I must have been to others and to my Heavenly Father to assume that I had brought all of these good things on my own." He concludes with, "I felt like I'd lived a life of arrogance and boasting." Helaman's advice to his sons Nephi and Lehi can give us strength today. "Therefore, my sons, I would that ye should do that which is good. And now, my sons, behold, I have somewhat more to desire of you, which desire is that ye may not do these things that ye may boast, but that ye may do these things to lay up for yourselves a treasure in heaven, with which is eternal." Helaman wanted his sons to do good for the right reasons, not to boast, but to lay up treasures in heaven. "Let not thy left hand know what thy right hand does," is counsel we often hear. This is especially true when we have had the opportunity to comfort, console, or counsel any fellow men who are confused, troubled, or weary. Whatever success we might have had as we've tried to help others should usually not be discussed, let alone boasted about. Humble, quiet, compassionate service is so, so rewarding. Who would need to point out the subject or location of kindly deeds? For although a man may have many revelations and have power to do many mighty works, yet if he boasts in his own strength and sets at naught the counsels of God and follows after the dictates of his own will and carnal desires, he must fall and incur the vengeance of a just God upon him. How easy it is for man to believe that temporal success has been achieved by his own skills and labor. Every good thing comes from the Lord. Consideration for the feelings of others should always be important to worthy Latter-day Saints. Rightfully, we may be happy about the number of children with which we have been blessed, the number of missionaries who have served, the temple marriages of our offspring, and the accomplishment of family members. But others who are not so fortunate may have feelings of guilt or inadequacy. They may have been praying long and hard for the same blessings about which we are boasting. These people may feel that they are out of favor with God. For this reason, our appreciation should be sincerely felt and gratitude expressed frequently to our Father in heaven, but not too vocally to the world. May we all be gratefully aware of the source of our blessings and strengths and refrain from taking undue credit for our personal accomplishments. Oftentimes, when we dwell on where we have been and where we are now and what we have now spiritually or financially, can create resentment rather than respect. Boasting, whether it be done innocently or otherwise, is not good. Too frequently, it creates an impression of more interest in self than in others. It has been my experience over the years as a participant in athletic competition that the star performer who boasts of his achievements and records asks for trouble. Those who have records that continue to impress are those who point out and who truly acknowledge the strength of teammates, coaches, managers, and to God himself for extra talents and abilities. Opponents in athletic competition seem to lie in wait to clobber those who boast in their own strength. Unusual satisfaction must have been David's when he was able to slay Goliath, a boastful, defiant giant. It pleases God to have us humbly recognize his powers and his influence in our accomplishments, rather than to indicate by word or innuendo that we have been responsible for remarkable achievements. We learn from James 3 and 5 that often the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Close quote. No thinking Latter-day Saint will permit his comments, attitudes, or expressions to be construed as boasting in his own strength. Those who persist in boasting fail to recognize the true source of personal achievement. History teaches us that those who boast in their own strength cannot have lasting success. Constantly, we should be reminded that we must not boast of faith nor of mighty works, but instead should boast of God in his blessings and his goodness to us. God help us to understand that humility must be our foundation if the goodness of the Lord is to continue to come to and from us. The boasting man will certainly fall because in his own strength, no man endures. The boasting or conceited person in life is not expected by his peers to achieve great heights because he conveys an attitude he is already there. One of the most common of all sins among worldly people is relying on and then boasting in the arm of flesh. This is a most serious evil. It is a sin born of pride, a sin that creates a frame of mind which keeps men from turning to the Lord and accepting his saving grace. When a man knowingly or unknowingly engages in self-exaltation because of his riches, his political power, his worldly learning, his physical prowess, his business ability, or even his works of righteousness, he is not in tune with the Spirit of the Lord. We will all do well to take a lesson from the Savior, who repeatedly acknowledged and gave credit to the Father in all things. Indeed, that precedent was set in the premortal council when Jesus Christ pledged the fruits of all he might himself accomplish to go to the Father, and the glory be thine forever. During his mortal ministry, Jesus raised Jairus' daughter to life. And her parents were astonished, Luke says, as well they should have been. But he charged them that they should tell no man. Mark's account says he charged them straightly that no man should know it. This wondrous deed that turned death into life, that bore record of the divinity of the one even now, was forecasting his own future victory over the grave that could be formed only in righteousness and only by the power of God. This mighty miracle should, as Matthew says, send his fame into all the land on its own merits. Indeed, the parents could not enshroud in secrecy that which was already public knowledge. Everyone in the whole area would soon know because of the way Jesus himself had handled the successive events that this little maid who once was dead now lived. Her death had been announced openly to the multitude. Jesus himself had replied before the multitude that notwithstanding her death, she would be made whole. All the people would soon know that she now lived and could only be expected to wonder how and by what means life had come to her again. The parents were charged to tell no man, but instead left the telling of this wondrous event to outsiders who were aware of the miracle. We, as a matter of standard gospel counsel, encourage that those who enjoy the spirits and gifts, who possess the signs which always fall, those who believe, are commanded not to boast of these spiritual blessings. In our day, after naming the miraculous signs that always attend those who have faith and those who believe the very truth taught by Jesus anciently, the Lord has said, "But a commandment I give unto them, that they shall not boast themselves of these things, neither speak them before the world, for these things are given unto you for your profit and for salvation." Perhaps the charge to tell no man meant they were not to tell the account in a boastful way, lest a spirit of pride, a spirit of self-adopted superiority, should come into their souls. There were times when Jesus told the recipients of his healing power to go forth and testify the goodness of God unto them, and other times when he limited the extent and detail of their witness. The many admonitions in the scripture to avoid boasting send the message that we should realize the source of all our blessings. Everything is given by God. All talent, creativity, ability, and insight and strength comes from him. In our own strength, we can do nothing, as Ammon admitted to his brother. When we seek the praises of man more than the praises of God, it will become easy to fall. Boasting will be erased when we seek the Lord's help and thank him for all we have and are. God help us to humbly accept his blessings of strength and guidance. The wise and the committed will praise his name forever and will avoid the very appearance of any attitudes or situations that feature personal accomplishments or boasting. I leave you my special witness of the truthfulness of this work. All of us can more effectively share our knowledge and testimonies if we boast not. This I say in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.